Thank you. Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your eternal life. Praise the Lord, all those precious gifts in which you are taken. Remember his sufferings, his death, and his glorious resurrection from the dead.
Thank thee, O Lord, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that thou of thy mercy wouldest strengthen us through this communion in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Humble your hearts before God and receive the benediction. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's sing song number 173 as our song of thanks after communion. Number 173.
Oh, I'm not seeing a whole lot of family pictures out in the foyer. A reminder for our locals here that we're going to try and bring family pictures and put up on the foyer out there. Our schedule for this week, there'll be Bible study on Wednesday at 7 p.m., women's Bible study on Friday at 10 a.m., and Saturday we had moved the men's Bible study to this coming Saturday, and I believe, Gerald, are you still available? I'll be at Gerald's house. Next Sunday, we have canceled Sunday school, so there'll be adult Bible study at 10:15 and morning worship at 11 next Sunday. Lunch is being served downstairs after the service. We are going to close with the singing of 425. During the song, an offering will be taken. And then after that, some remarks will be made about Veterans Day. And then we will sing the doxology after that before we go downstairs.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm thrilled to see the Kuma pews over full, huh? And do I remember right, was Uncle Matt, was he in the Marines? Yeah. Well, I would like all the veterans to stand, if you would. And we want to thank you. There were so many in this congregation that have served. You know, I think every facet of serving is important. It doesn't matter what you did. You took a place and you gave the time, you know, some 4 years, some more, some less. It isn't the time, it's the intent, the support that you show to not only your country, but to your families and to the loved ones that you have. So thank you very much. You can sit if you want. I was wondering also how many families are represented by people that have served in the military. I wonder if every one of us probably, huh? There is a cost to freedom, isn't there? This is the 100th anniversary of the signing of the armistice of what was described as the war to what? End all wars? Has it happened? Well, it hasn't happened in a physical sense. But, you know, we know where the gift of peace really comes, doesn't it? And the song that we're going to sing speaks of, I just love that last verse, you know, where it says, God bless our foes and cause all eyes to see that peace, O Christ, can come from thee. You know, the efforts that we have to go forth and to serve, and I know we have some active families of active military members. How many are, Joel and Denise, do you have just one? Just one. Jacob is the only one serving. The others are now veterans. You know, and it's important that we recognize that importance of supporting our country and our families. You know, peace is something that has a cost to it, that is something that I think God has established as an order, and I think it's difficult to understand. But sacrifice is something that I think we do associate with, don't we? And God in the Old Testament established a sacrificial system, and Jesus Christ fulfilled and completed that for us. And to know that it's a part of how we live and what supplies us in our life is important. You know, so we thank the veterans and those that have continued to work to protect the freedoms that we have. The very freedom that we can worship freely here today, you know, is one of the most important that we have. Without fear of reprisal, yeah, there's issues with those that are, I don't know, we call them off their rocker or whatever, and there has been concerns in the past over the churches, but the freedoms that God gives in this country of worship is a great blessing. So let's stand and sing number 664. God bless our men. And when we're done with that, we'll sing Grace. Thank you.